Mark, there's still a month left to go in 2012, but in general, is 2012 turning out the way you thought it would go?
Yeah, it has, Dave. I guess I'm lucky, but once again, it's appearing to me as though the 10 big predictions that we talked about last year have pretty much come true.
Well, here on KPLU, we narrow your annual list down to a more manageable size, and we focused on three of your predictions last December. So let's see how those are turning out.
Okay.
You predicted TV would become the new center of gravity in the tech universe, and I'll just say my personal observation has been I see that I'm doing a lot more on my TV that I used to only do on computers, so it seems to be working out that way.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that one. I think that we have one missing entrant, which is Apple did come out with a product, but it's not the product, and I'm expecting another product from Apple, and that'll add more energy to that world. But even without that happening, we have a lot of new products on the TV side, on the black box side, on the remote control side. So really does seem true that if you said, where is most of the energy going right now, that's where it's going. And with all the energy in smartphones and pads, the TV really is where it's happening. And one way to see this is the disintegration and reaggregation of all the content that's TV-based content.
Okay, the second prediction we focused on was voice recognition comes of age this year. How's that turning out?
Well, that seems to be true. I guess anytime you call a credit card company, you know, they used to say punch in your card number. Now you just talk about it. If you call a customer service line, it used to be punch in a number. Now you just talk about what your problem is. Almost everywhere in the call center world, it's gone mainstream, and I think this is now expanding to all the stuff you're seeing with Watson. It's going to be happening. IBM is putting it into the doctor's office. Hardly any place really where you think about this where there's not going to be voice recognition without even thinking about it. It's either there now or it's under development.
So we're not quite at the real futuristic type thing where you just talk to your house and things happen, but it looks like we're going there.
Well, in fact, I wrote about a product last week called Ubi or Ubi, which allows you to talk to your house.
Okay, now the third prediction, Amazon gets it all. You thought this would be a really gangbuster year for Amazon, and I just looked at their stock price. I mean, it's up about 30% from the beginning of the year. So from that perspective, things seem to be going well. But
well, the stock is a pretty good indicator. That chart, if you look at the other competitors to Amazon, Amazon is far, far away ahead of the other guys. So they did a good job on the stock. I would say they've done a good job on everything they've touched so far. They're just firing on all cylinders. And whether you're watching the real estate in Seattle as they expand their downtown headquarters or whether you're watching their revenues, they're just doing amazing things. So I think Amazon, they're a funny company because they're so quiet. But even given how quiet they are, if you watch what they're doing, they continue to move into new areas of enterprise and they seem to be successful everywhere they go. So they're the guys to watch in my book.
All right. Well, your annual predictions dinner is coming up December 6th at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. And next month, we'll find out what your predictions are for 2013.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.